This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, can I ask the question?
Yes.
Have you watched any of the Four Nations Cup?
No.
None. Zero. Zilch. Will you watch the championship game on Thursday night, which is on national TV?
No.
Really?
I think I'm going out to dinner with my kid.
You won't watch any of this?
I might watch it if I'm home.
How can I convince you to watch this? I mean, I respect the fact you want to spend time
home,
with your kid.
If I'm home on Thursday night, I'm probably watching NBA.
Even this? Jeff, the whole world's in on this. Can't you feel a little peer pressure?
That's great.
You don't feel any peer pressure?
No.
I'm disappointed in you.
I can tell you the other day when I'm sitting on the couch, and it turned into a big viewing night on Sunday.
Okay.
Because you had SNL 50.
Right.
You had the Daytona 500 getting pushed into primetime.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep.
And you had the NBA All-Star Game.
Yeah.
Yet, my buddy Dave sent me a text. And it was OMG, watch Canada against USA right now, hockey, 15 seconds, three fights, just start.
And that turned you off?
No, I just responded to him, tariffs.
Wow. I'm so disappointed.
The Canadians were fighting for tariffs.
I feel like
against
the center.
The tariffs.
I feel like a center right now, and I feel like I have a left wing over here in Dan Menigan, and I have a right wing over here as well in Meredith Kane. Are you my right wing? Are you?
I heard it was phenomenal.
You can just call me Alex Ovechkin, baby.
There you go. Okay.
There were other things that I was watching.
Is this the hockey version of you looking at me and going, are you my pal, Danny?
No.
Are you my pal?
No. No. I feel like a center, and I feel like I have a right wing and a left wing as we try to collapse in on the defense and try to make him cave in to want to watch this championship game. So I was interested because when you said to me on the conference call this morning, and by the way, I was in Erie over the weekend, and they had like NBA Saturday Night on
Home of the Wonders,
yeah, and then they had what else did they have on? Oh, and then they had obviously the Four Nations Cup on, and like place was going crazy,
yeah,
there, and you know it was just a lot of fun.
I heard it was phenomenal. There were three other things on that I had more interest in watching. Nothing against hockey.
I'm devastated.
It was an exhibition game.
I'm devastated by it.
Right? But
Jeff Schedell.
Jeff Schedell
and I were texting back and forth throughout the whole game.
I enjoyed my conversation with him. Can I ask you this?
Sure.
Ding! Why in the world is hockey condoning fighting? I know it's not what it used to be.
So
listen, Andy, I think when hockey is played well, and it is played very well at the NHL level,
right?
It's a beautiful sport. I mean, think about what these guys do on skates. Okay, it's not like they're NBA guys running up and down the floor and they have a big ball.
Right.
It's not like football guys on grass. It's not like baseball guys on grass. These dudes have this little round, little flat-bound puck.
Yeah.
And a stick.
Yep.
And they're skating around on ice skates.
Yeah.
When it's played, it's a beautiful game. Why do they even tolerate the fighting?
Because it's part of the game. It's part of the culture of the game.
Why is it part of the game?
Because it regulates, like, it makes the game a very, very dangerous game. And I know this sounds weird.
It's already dangerous.
Less dangerous when you have the fighting. I hate to say that.
They're wearing knives on their shoes, and they're flying up and down ice.
I agree. Like, you know that
it's dangerous.
I agree with you on part of what you said, that it is an amazing game without the fighting itself. And if you watched any of the Four Nations Cup, you will see the precision passing, the shooting.
I heard it was
phenomenal.
The skating,
the way these guys
go down
the ice.
If the other things hadn't been on, I would have turned and watched.
Like, I'm watching plays that, like, you just, some plays you won't even see during the regular NHL season, because you've got four teams of all-stars out there, and they're all battling, and every interview, if you listen to last night's game and the loss to Sweden, it's not about money. I think that's another part of the reason that this Four Nations Cup, those guys get a bonus for being in there. And, like, I've dug deep into the internet, and you know, that's what I do. So, but I'm still trying to find an actual number that goes along with these guys playing what they're getting paid.
Wouldn't this be like, and in game one, game one, USA Canada, the puck dropped
They waited for the game to start.
Immediately threw down their gloves and started fighting.
Yeah, they wanted to set the tone for the game.
It would be like the kickoff of an NFL playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the ball is kicked, the guys throw off their helmets and start throwing down.
No, you're not throwing off your helmets, though. That's just...
you throw off your gloves.
Yeah, but there's
a
difference
here. In hockey, they threw off their helmets, didn't they?
No, they fight with helmets on. That's why it's crazy. I see these guys throwing punches and they're landing on my helmets and I'm like, oh.
So, but if you did that in the NFL.
It's not. You can't compare the NFL to it, though. You can't.
If you did it in Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball is as close to it.
If after the opening tip, Jared Allen clocks Obi Toppin.
Okay.
What's going to happen to them? They're getting suspended and thrown out.
Yeah.
Like, they're getting a long suspension.
I'll be honest with you. A fight in pro hockey, it drives me nuts when I see young kids fight.
It's just amazing that it's somewhat condoned.
It drives me nuts when I see kids that just aren't there, and it isn't like... They don't even understand the game yet, but then they feel like the game is all about fighting. Like, that drives me nuts. But when you look at it at the highest level and you're looking at it at the NHL, and, you know, sometimes it just keeps it keeps the game safer.
To
by
fight?
Having two guys fight, yes.
It keeps the game
because
safer
otherwise
to throw down and fight.
Jeff, what's more dangerous? Two guys that are actually going to throw punches at each other where they can see it coming, or some idiot taking 15 strides and ramming someone in the back up against the boards? And that's why the players regulate the game. And then the other thing is that the nature of the game itself, 5 minutes for fighting, right? You've heard that a million times, that you know that it's a part of the game.
Well,
fighting is a part of the game, and it's regulated.
That's my point.
Yeah.
They regulate it.
Yeah.
Why would you even do that? Just throw guys out. My buddy Jeff just sent me a text.
Well, you're going to get a fine.
Ask Andy. You ever see Gretzky fight during a game?
Didn't need to. He had Stamenko. Well, he didn't need him. He had an enforcer with him.
Then if it's part of the game, why didn't Gretzky do it?
Because Gretzky didn't need to fight. Why would you have Gretzky fight? That's insane.
Why would you have anybody fight?
You would have somebody protect him because someone would want to go after a team's best player to make sure that he can't score. And at all means, they would do it. So you would have someone protect that guy.
Ask one of the Thompson twins about Jared Allen setting that hard foul.
That's basketball. And by the way, basketball used to be pretty similar in their own way. The players police their own games back when playoff games. Well, that's a hard foul. No, that's a playoff foul.
And
you can get away with that during the playoffs. Jeff, I hate fighting in hockey.
I love the
game. I can't stand it, but I understand why it's there at certain levels.
I think it's ridiculous because it's a beautiful game.
It is a beautiful game. And guess what? That USA-Canada game the other night, the championship, or the game that'll lead to the championship coming up on Thursday. It's going to be a beautiful game, too.
Like international hockey in the Olympics?
The international game has changed the game itself. Bigger ice does not lend to more fighting. It doesn't.
I love watching like Olympic hockey, I think, because the game is played beautifully and there's almost no fighting.
Yeah, because you don't want to get tossed for the whole tournament. These guys know what they're doing. They know that they're going to wait for that puck to drop so that they can get 5 minutes rather than get tossed for the whole game. You don't want to get tossed for the whole...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ball game. It was just this unbelievable, like, I think people were mad because the Canadians were booing the anthem, or at least people think that's what it was about. The players came back and said that had nothing to do with it. I mean, you know, when you look at it,
it's all about tariffs.
There's an entertainment value to it too, especially in minor league hockey, right?
I just got a look from Dan.
I know.
It's beautiful.
I know. I mean, do I like it? No, but was it like, for the first time in a long time, I watched the game and I watched the first 9 seconds of the game and I'm like, oh my God, one of the Kachucks just got thrown out. Oh my God, his brother just got thrown out of the game. 9 seconds, because they were laying down the law to say this was going to be a physical game and the tougher team was going to win when it was all said and done. And now we'll see in Boston on Thursday night who's going to. And by the way,
couldn't you go out and just do that by playing hockey?
No, because you're going, because part of the game is checking. The game is physical.
That's part of the game. Part of the game shouldn't be, oh, they dropped the puck, gloves off, let's go, baby. That's called MMA. That's called boxing.
It's not MMA.
That's called UFC.
So, okay, but people pay for that, and they understand they're going to see a fight.
And they go to that.
And they also understand that when they see NHL hockey or they see minor league hockey, that they're part of it is going to be fighting too. Why? Because we know this, because it's regulated within the game.
I want to see Darius Garland throwing down with Chris Paul.
I'd pay for that.
I want to see that. Let's go.
Bring on
the Spurs.
What happens?
Let's throw down right now.
What happens if Darius throws
let's
down?
Let's throw down. Darius, go take him out.
How about your man Kendrick Perkins?
Rich Paul's going to step in because,
you know. So you hated Kendrick Perkins then, right? Because when he came in, he was an enforcer by the time he came back here.
I never saw Kendrick Perkins throw off his sneakers and start shadow boxing, kickboxing somebody on the floor.
You are living.
I saw him setting hard picks. I never saw him throw a punch. And I...
Did they put him out there to be an enforcer? Was he on the floor to be an enforcer?
There's no difference between
that and hockey. None.
You're talking about two different things. You're talking about being an enforcer.
Yes.
I'm talking about throwing off your gloves and beating the living crap out of another guy in a boxing match before the game ever starts. I've never seen a boxing match.
Yes.
In the NBA.
You've never seen a fight in the NBA?
I didn't say that.
What's the difference?
Because in hockey, they throw down and everybody stands around and they spin around in circles and start punching like crazy. The minute people start punching like crazy in the NBA, everybody else steps in, they pull them apart, and they get suspended for numerous games.
Yeah, and so these guys get suspended too.
Hey guys,
go sit down
for 5 minutes.
I mean, it depends how bad it
is.
Come
on back. How's your nose?
Jeff, you can't take 5 strides and knock a guy into the stands at, you know, I don't know how fast you can go. 40, 50 miles an hour on skates, right? I don't know how fast. Maybe I'm
you're flashing back to the heights days, Andy.
And what I'm saying to you is that because of the physical nature of the game of hockey, it's not the same as the physical game in the NBA. And the
I'm just saying
massive injuries
that
you can have.
It's not
the
physical aspect of the game. It's the flat out fighting. It's not the physical nature of the game.
But it set the tone for one of the best games I've ever seen.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
They don't need to set a tone. Go out and play.
But this is part of the play.
I don't.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be regulated.
But that's the problem. It's part of the play.
It's not a problem.
That's part of the problem.
The problem is you.
Okay,
you didn't watch any of it, and you don't get any of it. I'm just telling you. If you would have watched the game, you would have been like, what?
Let's fight.
What is my right winger think of this? Oh, you know what? Hang on. Let's do this.
Let's fight.
Can I get a little response on this? Can I just spend a couple more minutes on this? I need my right wing and my left wing to chime in and see. I'm not crazy. I'm not. I hate fighting in the game. I absolutely
Nothing
don't
wrong
like
with
it at
being
all.
Physical. That's part of hockey.
Yeah, but I just don't.
Let's not play hockey. Let's beat the living snot out of each other.
If you're on the line, hang on the line. 216-474-0092. Baskin Phelps 92.3 The Fan.